Well, Luke, welcome back to Melbourne. Can you believe it's BBL 5?
Not really, no. I suppose I've been here from the start, and I was just hoping to do well enough to get back for the next one. But to be here for number 5, you know, I'm excited. It comes around quick this time of year, and I never want it to go, so I'm looking forward to it.
Now, your little boy Joshua was a newborn when you were here for the first year, and he's 4 now. So you've got your family back in Melbourne as well. You arrived yesterday, so it's great to have them with you here for the tournament again.
Yeah, they're really excited. Joshua sort of knows what's going on now. He got all excited when he saw the Melbourne Stars car that we've been kindly given. So yeah, he finally fits in the Melbourne Stars shirt I bought him all back when we started. So he's really excited. He just loves coming to the games. Even last year, he just saw the fireworks and just couldn't get over it. So this year, he's so excited.
You've been with the Stars since day dot. How has the team and the BBL evolved in that time?
Yeah, I think it's changed. You know, obviously, we've had quite a few players come and go, especially from those first few years. And obviously, this year, we've had a bit of a change in the coach. Obviously, Stephen Fleming has taken over. So I think in cricket, you know, there's always going to be change in personnel. But, you know, I'm really looking forward to working with Stephen Fleming. He comes with an amazing reputation and seems really chilled guy, typical sort of Kiwi attitude. He's been really nice. I'm really looking forward to learning from him.
Stephen's obviously the major change, but a few changes in personnel as well. What can we expect from a playing point of view from the Stars this season?
Well, hopefully to get past the semi-final. It's a nice one. I suppose it's a fresh start, isn't it? You know, the baggage from all those years in the semi-finals, but it's also a nice problem to have, the fact that we are getting to semi-finals. You know, I'm sure some of the sides would like to get there as much as we do, but yeah, hopefully with a fresh start, some new players, you know, that sort of word isn't mentioned, and we can get through further.
Is it something that does hang around, or is it the elephant in the room, the S word, semi-final?
Not really. I mean, going into those games, I felt confident even last year. I was convinced that was going to be the year we were going to get through. But, you know, every team is so tough. That's what makes the Big Bash so special and so good, is the standard of the cricket so good and every side so strong. And, you know, there's going into any semi-finals tough. But unfortunately, so far, we haven't got there. But, you know, it's a fresh start, it's a fresh year, and we'll give it a good crack.
You're captain of Surrey. What's your cricket schedule looked like in recent months?
It's Sussex. Sorry. I've had a nice bit of off season now. October's always my sort of fun month. Get away from cricket, spend more time with the family, have a holiday, eat what I want, and then sort of November comes, and I have to sort of wind my neck in and get ready. And As I said, this time's always the exciting bit, coming into a tournament, getting back with all the lads that I've missed for a year, and looking forward to it.
And you're playing for St Kilda this weekend in Premier Cricket?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, actually. It's a great ground. I wanted some outdoor practice because I've not been playing. I normally play in the New Zealand 2020 League, but it's been my benefit year back in England. So came out a bit later. But looking forward to meeting with the boys and playing Saturday, Sunday. It'll be good fun.
And the first home game's on the 20th, so you'll be looking forward to seeing a big crowd here at the MCG and lots of Stars fans for the first game of BBL 5.
Yeah, it's always really nice. I mean, even before the games, you know, we have a lot of members' launches and meet all the fans, and they've always been brilliant with me, especially being an Englishman to start with. I wasn't sure how they're going to take me, but, you know, I get huge support, which has been fantastic, and they really support as well, and they always turn out in great numbers, and yeah, they make a lot of noise as well, which is great. So I'm sure they will on the 20th.
And they've welcomed KP like one of their own as well. What's it been like getting the opportunity to play with him again?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, it's been a long time. You know, I'd been out the England side, and so had KP. So to be with him last year, he really mellowed as a guy. Obviously, he's a family man now as well. I think he's got another one on the way by the sounds of it. So, and he performed really well last year. I was really chuffed for him. It's the first time I've seen Kev nervous before. And I think, you know, that shows sort of credit to the tournament itself. He started off, sort of admitting how nervous he was, but he grew in the tournament and did really well.
Well, Luke Ratt, thanks for your time on SCN. Good luck to you and the Stars for BBL 5.
Thank you very much. Cheers.